How long were you and Miss Service a couple?
We wasn't a couple.
An ex ashamed of his feelings?
Did you have a friendly relationship or an intimate relationship?
Friendly.
Is that true?
Incorrect.
Truth-telling may not be his thing either.
Did you and Miss Service ever live together?
No.
What kind of clothes did he keep at your house?
All his belongings.
Never lie to a judge when you're in court.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Kelsey Smith is suing his ex-girlfriend, Lisa Servus, for a loan to have her car fixed.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 442 on the calendar in the matter of Smith versus Service.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Pryor has been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Mr. Smith, how long were you and Miss Service a couple?
Exactly. We wasn't a couple. We just friends. I had moved to South Dakota in October of 2017. And before I met Miss Service, I was talking to someone else. Before I met Miss Service, and that relationship kind of went off because certain things I didn't agree with.
That's too many tributaries here. Yeah. Did you and Miss Service ever live together?
No.
You had your own apartment?
No.
Where did you live?
My cousin.
Where you didn't pay rent?
No, ma'am.
Did you have any clothes at Miss Service's house?
No.
Is that correct?
Incorrect.
What kind of clothes did he keep at your house?
All of his belongings.
From when to when?
Right before Thanksgiving until February 3rd.
Mr. Smith, you're going to find something that's really important for you to know today.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't ever tell me anything that's not true.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Because you told me that you never had any property at her house, any clothes. Now, she said that's not true. And you want to know something? I believe her. Not because she's a woman, because they often lie. But because based on the nature of your complaint against her, it suggests to me that she was more than just your buddy. Do you understand?
Yes.
When you stayed at Miss Service's house, which I assume that you did at least periodically, right? Did you have a friendly relationship with Miss Service or an intimate relationship
friendly.
With her? Just friends?
Yes.
Is that true?
Incorrect.
So November, December, and January, you were an item. Tell me about the car. Did you have a car?
No, ma'am.
Did you have a job?
No, ma'am.
No car, no job. And what's your cousin's name?
Edward.
And where does he live?
Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Does he have a job?
No.
And who does he live with?
His girlfriend.
Does she have a job?
Yes.
So what you want me to believe is your cousin who has no job, who's living off of his girlfriend who has a job, invited you to his house who doesn't have a job.
Well, he on SSI. He received SSI.
So
him
what?
And his daughter.
So what? Does Elwood have a car?
Yes.
Does his girlfriend have a car?
Yes.
So I assume his SSI doesn't prevent him from driving.
No.
Now, your claim alleges that sometime in late January, she actually says it was early February, she was having some trouble with her car. You have a driver's license?
Yes.
And you had been driving her car periodically, once in a while.
Right.
Right. Yeah. To get you from here to Elwood's house. Whatever. And her car was acting up. Now, were you driving the car when it started to act up?
No.
So when you drove the car, it never acted up?
Right.
Don't think of where I'm going, Mr. Smith.
I'm not.
You'll never figure out where I'm going. So according to you, Miss Service was driving the car when it acted up?
I assume. Because she the one who mentioned it to me.
Now, mentioned is an interesting word. She mentioned it to you in person or on the phone?
Person.
Were you at her house or at Elwood's house when she mentioned it to you? Did she come
to
Elwood?
Well, at first,
No. That gives me a location. Either her house or at Elwood's house.
It was her house.
So you were her house.
Well, actually,
just a second.
We was in the
that
car.
That was either a yes or a no. So you were in her house.
Yes.
In what room in her house were you when you had this discussion? It's only a month ago, so you should be able to remember.
Like kitchen somewhere.
Kitchen somewhere. Do you remember what day of the week it was?
Actually, it goes farther than that because when I was in the hospital, It was a snowstorm up there. She got stuck in the snow. And then she was telling me that she might have messed up the car then because it was driving funny. Only thing I just said to her, you know, maybe I can call a couple of shots.
Listen to me. I know that you have something that you memorized to tell me.
No, this
okay?
is true.
We're going to do it my way.
Okay.
So now you're in the kitchen and she tells you that the car is acting up, right?
Yes.
How did you get there?
I was there.
You were
that
there
day.
Just a second. You were there.
Yes, ma'am.
For how long had you been there?
Couple
An
hours.
Hour?
Couple hours.
Couple of hours. How did you get there?
Miss Serby?
She came to pick you up at Elwood's?
Yes.
You think that I believe that?
She been picking me
yeah.
up.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right, I'm almost finished torturing you, Mr. Smith. So you took the car, you were staying at her house, staying at Elwood's house, you have no job, you're not paying rent anywhere. You're not on SSI, are you?
I'm an SSDI.
You're an SSDI?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know what SSDI is.
Social Security, Disability. That's what they call it back in my state, so.
Oh, SSDI.
What... Yes, ma'am.
And how long have you been on SSDI?
2011.
Okay, that's where you get your money from. You get your money from SSI.
SSDI for me, he get SSI.
SSDI because it's a different state, but it's the same money. It's U.S.
No,
currency.
I get more than what he get.
Oh,
he
okay.
get his like on the first, I get mine on the third. So. Yeah.
And what do you get on the third?
$673.
And you get more than Elwood?
Well, actually, he get more than me because his well, over 700. So, because he got a child. So, actually, I would have got more, but mine, they take child support out of my money, which paid to my children. So, my money is lesser. They take that.
How many children do you have?
I got twin daughters, 16-year-old.
Now, you took the car into the shop.
Yes, ma'am.
And you had it fixed. And you had it fixed for $470, including putting new tires on it. And that's the money that you want back from Ms. Serbus.
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Serbus, do you acknowledge that he took the car into the shop and paid the shop $430?
Yes.
And you have the car?
Yes.
And you met him in October or November?
November.
November what?
Second week of November.
Where?
We actually met on a dating site and then met in person a few days later, I do believe.
What was the name of the dating site?
POF.
What is that?
Plenty
state?
Of Fish.
What?
Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of Fish.
He's a throwback.
Did he ever move into your house?
Yes.
When?
The weekend after Thanksgiving.
So the beginning of December?
Yes.
So he lived with you December and January, 2 months?
Correct.
And your daughter?
Correct.
Did you ever ask him why he didn't work?
He is, like he says, on SSI for partial disability. He's able to work and make so much a month, but he chooses not to. When I met him, he had a job, but he quit that 2 days later, I do believe. And the day before he left, he had a job that he up and left also.
What kind of job?
He worked at UPS when I met him, but quit that a few days after I met him. And then he had just obtained a job for a veterinary supply company in Sioux Falls that he worked, I do believe, 2 or 3 days.
What kind of work was he doing?
Shipping out stuff, grabbing the stuff and putting it out for shipping to the various customers.
And you have a car with new tires?
Yes.
And it's fixed?
Yes.
I think you should pay for it and strike him off the list. Do you understand?
Yes.
Now, I'd like to hear something about your counterclaim for a moment. It is your claim that you and Mr. Smith had a kerfuffle.
Yes.
And at some point during that kerfuffle, he assaulted your daughter.
Yes.
Who I assume this is the daughter.
Yes.
You were not present when that happened.
I was in my vehicle.
Well, did it happen in your vehicle? Did it happen outside the vehicle or did it happen in your house?
Outside our home. I stayed in the vehicle because I didn't want...
Listen to me carefully. My question presupposes that you did not see the assault.
That's correct.
Because I read your answer. Your answer said that you left the house because he was acting up and your daughter wanted to go back and get her two cats. Made a U-turn, you went back, she went into the house. You stayed in the car.
Yes.
That presupposes that you did not see anything that went on in the house.
It actually happened outside the home, outside in the front yard.
Did you see it?
I had driven away because...
Just a second. Did you see it?
No.
Your first name is?
Emma.
Emma, this happened on February the 3rd?
Correct.
Did you make a police report?
Yes.
I'd like to see the police report first.
In the state of South Dakota, you need a court order to get a police report, so this is all they're able to give me is the call into it.
I just have to see it. Okay. You want to tell me what happened on February 3rd? We're at the point where your mom was driving away, didn't want to be involved with him anymore that day. There was some sort of a disturbance. You left your cats in the house.
Yep.
Not yup is not an answer. Yes is an answer. And your mom took you back to get your cats.
Yes.
Pick it up from there.
I was in my room at the time, and the back door opened, and him, Kelsey, and his cousin were running towards my mom out in the vehicle.
Just a second. And his cousin, this is Elwood?
Yep. Yes.
What was Elwood doing there?
He was helping him pack.
Helping him pack what?
His belongings.
Go ahead.
I then looked out the window, and I heard them in an aggressive manner yelling at my mom in the car. As I got outside, my mom drove away, and then...
She drove away, leaving you there?
Yes. And they then came running at me, and I just stood there, and I said, you guys need to leave. You guys need to leave. And they stated that they were men, that they could do whatever they wanted to. And I just said, you guys need to leave. You need to leave. And then his cousin then stated that he was going to put his hands on me. And I said, you guys just need to leave.
What did he say? He didn't say, I'm going to put my hands on you. That's not what an angry man would say.
He said that he was going to lay his hands on me.
Go ahead.
And I said, you just guys got to get your stuff, get in your car, and leave. And then that's when Kelsey struck me in the throat with his forearm.
I want you to, on your mother, show me what he did to you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You're there with Elwood.
Yes, ma'am.
Packing your stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
That wasn't there. Now, you're packing your stuff with Elwood. She tells you you have to leave. I want you to tell me what happened with her.
And later today...
She felt as if she was disrespected. And certainly you didn't fly halfway across the country for $200. So I'm going to start with you. You have a business. Your business is process serving. Am I making you nervous?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kelsey Smith says, ex-girlfriend Lisa Serbus owes for a loan to have her car fixed. Lisa is countersuing for an assault.
Now, he didn't say, I'm going to put my hands on you. That's not what an angry man would say.
He said that he was going to lay his hands on me.
Go ahead.
And I said, got to get your stuff, get in your car, and leave. And then that's when Kelsey struck me in the throat with his forearm.
I want you to, on your mother, show me what he did to you.
He went just like this. And then that's when I called my mom and went in the house and knocked out the doors. And then the cops were called.
Your version.
All of that, that's the story. Police came, me and my cousin.
No.
Okay.
We're in the yard. You speak to her mother. She drives away in the car.
Yes, ma'am.
She comes out. She tells you you have to leave.
She
You're there with Elwood.
Yes, ma'am.
Packing your stuff.
I was already outside. My stuff.
Packing your stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
That wasn't there. Now, you're packing your stuff with Elwood. She tells you you have to leave. I want you to tell me what happened with her.
Well, she came outside. She was already cussing, hysterical, raising her hand. Y'all needed cussing or whatnot. So that's when the police pulled up, say, I heard a child was assaulted. I said, hey.
Now, we're getting back to before the police arrived. She called the police because you put your hands on her.
No, I did not.
Oh? Yeah.
No, I did not. I didn't touch her. And police found out I didn't touch either because I wasn't arrested. I wasn't charged with anything. I didn't touch her.
Police put you out of the house, tell you to get your stuff and get out of there?
No, ma'am. We sit out there and talk, me and the officer. We sit out there and talk
for
the
moment. Very good. Very good. I believe you put your hands on her. I don't think you hurt her so much that she was hospitalized, but I think that you put your hands on her. And you know what that's going to cost you? $470. And it's going to teach you never lie to a judge when you're in court. Ever, ever, ever. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. So I'm awarding you $470 for the car that you paid to have fixed. I'm awarding this young lady $470 for the fact that you put your hands on her in an aggressive manner, which means you get zippity-doo-dah. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Pardon my excuse. You may step out.
You know, I hope something, you know, gets them. I really do, for hitting me.
No, I didn't get an assault. If I had assaulted her daughter, I should have got arrested that day.
It was a he said, she said thing, because he didn't want to tell the cops that he did lay his hands on me.
Went to jail that day, so it never was an assault charge.
I hope she doesn't.
She listened to what everybody else say, but I know the truth, so it is what it is.
Bring any guys like that in the house again.
Stay out of South Dakota. Bet South Carolina.
It's my job to protect my daughter, and I wasn't able to. I feel awful.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Brewer versus Kaywood. Step forward.
Process server Monique Brewer is suing her former employer, Scott Kaywood, for unpaid wages.
Mr. Kaywood, I'm going to start with you, sir. I'm going to start with you because this is an unusual case for me. It was a case that plaintiff filed. Stop playing with your papers.
Oh, sorry.
It was a case that plaintiff filed clearly because she felt as if she was disrespected. And certainly you didn't fly halfway across the country for $200. So I'm going to start with you. You have a business. Your business is process serving. Am I making you nervous?
I'm just nervous in general, being on TV.
It's your choice. You could have paid her the $200.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
My question to you is, how much money did you pay her? Look at me. You can't say I paid her
what
nothing.
What she was worth.
Listen
nothing.
To...
Are you serious?
I don't say anything.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Process server Monique Brewer says former employer Scott Kaywood never paid her for her work.
So, Mr. Kaywood, you have a process serving business. And from what I gather, it's relatively simple. The plaintiff was sort of freelancing process serving. You had worked in the courts?
Yes.
And then, for whatever reason, that didn't work out. You were doing some process serving work. You hired her to serve some papers. You claim she didn't do a good job, so you didn't pay her. When did you hire her to serve the papers? What date?
I can answer this, Your Honor.
I know you can.
Okay.
I want him to answer.
I'm not 100% sure I have that information, Your Honor.
Well, you have a whole lot of papers there.
I serve a whole lot of papers. This was a small group of papers, but what it is, I had a pretty new client that, I mean, they're the top of the line for...
Okay, so you had a new client. They had a lot of papers to be served. You asked her if she would serve the papers. How many papers was she supposed to serve on how many different people?
Out of the 150 they gave me, I gave her 15 cases.
How many did she serve?
She served 4 of them.
On 4 different individuals?
That is correct.
Was personal service required or nail and mail or some other mode of service acceptable?
That's where we go into what my expectations were.
I don't care about your expectations. Okay. Just to answer my questions.
She served 4 of them personally.
Now, according to you, she served 4 personally, and she submitted 4 affidavits of personal service that have to be... She didn't submit any affidavits of service.
What?
Is that correct? That you only submitted 1 affidavit of service?
Well, actually, I emailed him asking for the affidavits. I asked if he can send me a template of the affidavits showing that I did the work. He only submitted the 1. Once he submitted the 1 affidavit, I asked him, can he send me the additional? And then he stopped responding.
Okay. You served 4?
No. I served all 15 individuals, ma'am.
Okay. Whether you served all 15 or not. I'm getting what we can agree on. You say you served all 15. He says you served 4.
I served all 15, ma'am.
She's lying.
My question to you is, how much money did you pay her? Look at me. How much money did... You can't say I paid her nothing.
What she was worth, nothing.
Listen to...
Are you serious?
Don't say anything.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
You can't say I paid her nothing. Let's say I'm taking everything that you say as gospel. She served 4, but she only gave you an affidavit of service for 1. So then service was complete on 1.
Correct.
How much did you pay her?
Well, I shouldn't have given her...
Now, how much did you pay her?
Nothing.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $225. We're done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Parties are excused when they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy...
I'm grateful. I'm glad that I won. Between Scott, everything he said, it was just false accusations.
I'm just amazed.
It was the principle. It wasn't about the money. I did the job. I should have been compensated.
I had to redo all the work that she did. She didn't serve 15 of them. She served 1.
I don't know where he getting that information from. When I reached out to him for my pay...
She tried to contact my client directly. She threatened to...
It's when he started coming up with all these false accusations. So I don't know where that information had come from.
Tarnished my reputation with the court. She's working the court. courthouse.
I did my due diligence once again. Like I said, it's not about the money, it was the principal, because he didn't pay me.